In a certain sense, your head will become Kim's rear end.
I'm wondering when this campaign is going to be launched. I'm excited to do a commercial for it.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC's Vancouver campus, located on traditional unceded Musqueam Coast Salish lands. And saying that, I'm saying it earnestly, but it is a bit perverse because I'm also playing right now a sample from the regimental band of the Royal Hong Kong Regiment. I'm playing this because, well, this is my last show in this old station of ours. The Wake will be this Friday. Come by from 7 to 10 at UBC to check that out, you know, as we pay our last farewells to this space. Has been with Vancouver for decades. And then the transition over to the new station will be the following day. But the reason I'm playing this specifically is because I was thinking, you know, doing my last show in this space, the last show of Cue It Up in the old station, about transitions in general, and the kind of transitions that have been in my life as of late, filtered through CITR. And Q, I'm a Chinese man, and, you know, for basically the entirety of my life, Q has been abstracted as this oriental name for me. You know, the actual name Q, K-E-W, not many people encounter it. And the irony of that is that, you know, obviously words have their heritage and a history associated with them, but there's also some degree of abstraction there too. So this word, which is so frequently orientalized by so many people that I met, is actually an English word. So it's ironic that we live in British Columbia, but most people could not recognize the connotations of that word. And again, I'm not ascribing any particular significance to my that English aspect of my heritage. I'm not lionizing colonization of Hong Kong by any means. I'm not lionizing any of those things. But it is something that is close to me, and was very close to my grandfather, who passed away and was a member of the regimental band, or sorry, the Royal Hong Kong Regiment, the Volunteer Reserves of Hong Kong, and moved to Vancouver a few decades back, along with my dad and an uncle, my grandmother, who survives my grandfather's death. And I just wanted to use this opportunity to maybe play some music that, you know, is a bit cathartic for me in thinking about things passing on and passing by, and that, you know, new things do sprout up and life goes on. But it's important to be able to slow down every now and then. And I've, So it's interesting, you know, when you have family members pass away and they represent, they come to take on this symbolic function for you. My grandfather, for me, being a white Englishman who lived in Hong Kong, as such a figure of some aspect of my Englishness, or, you know, some symbol of my mixed ethnic heritage. But when that person passes on or moves out of your mind, it's almost as if that connection has been severed and that you yourself are changed by that person's passing. Of course, we're all changed by passings of that nature. All of us are. But in a sense of constitution, in the constitution of my identity, who I am, it's as if that British part of me is fading away. And I've actually got this song from Leyland Kirby's album, Under the Alias, The Caretaker. It's a very popular album from a few years back. An Empty Bliss Beyond This World, you know, sort of like The Shining soundtrack-esque ballroom style nostalgic music that is the kind of music my grandfather used to love to listen to. He never was really a fan of Cantonese contemporary music or Cantonese opera or anything like that. So I'm going to play Camaraderie at arm's length, and I'm going to turn off this this wonderful band music. And the theme today will be about passing, I think, and it's mostly improvised. I'm not really talking from a script or anything. I'm just saying whatever comes to mind. And I know you all want to hear music, so we're about to get into that. But yeah, this is The Caretaker, Camaraderie at Arm's Length, and I hope you all enjoy.
Thank you. Holy Hum, Hello Blue Roses, and the Red Hot Icicles Burning on Fire are collaborating with local artists Jen Wei, Con Lee, and Steve Hubert for Waves and Flickers on Friday, June 26th, inside the Planetarium. Tickets are available in advance at Eventbrite, Zulu, and Red Cat Records. Doors open at 8 p.m., show starts at 9. And just so you know, this is an adult-only licensed event.
Adult only. Keep those kids out of the planetarium. Take it back.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10. And they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
Well, first of all, we just heard The Caretaker, Leyland Kirby's project from his album a few years back, An Empty Bliss Beyond This World. And that was Camaraderie at Arm's Length. And this is really interesting. It's unfair for me to play just a song from that album, really, because part of it as a work is just the disintegration in an acoustic sense of the reels that he's using and just how everything is kind of crumbling apart and this, you know, the clippings, you know, bits of noise become louder and more bold and there's more crackle, it's as if the reels themselves are becoming grimier and dirtier. But anyhow, that was Camaraderie at Arm's Length, and it comes quite near the end of the album in terms of the decomposition of the sound. You also just heard of Colitis and Crohn's PSA, and I play that one all the time, and I'm going to talk briefly about my first year at the station, actually. It was just so phenomenal, like the opportunities available at SkyTR, and I encourage anyone listening right now, if they're a community member, if they're a student, to, you know, take an interest in programming and it's not difficult to do what I'm doing. I think you can very clearly see that from the level of professionalism I'm putting into this right now. It's not difficult to do this at all, but it is empowering and it is enriching and it's wonderful to be part of a community and to share music and also to, you know, in your own way, contribute to a city's artistic scene. For me, in a very humble, very minor way, but certainly to be able to contribute is a wonderful thing. But that first year was the year I was diagnosed with colitis, and one of the very tragic things about my grandfather's passing was he always took such good care of his body. It's like just a real champion swimmer, actually. He won a medal for it at the Hong Kong Games one year for swimming, and I myself have never been particularly athletic. And to see someone who invests so much into their body just have that taken away from them, it's a very horrifying thing. For me, colitis was kind of like, you know, it's a disease, and it's a chronic disease, and there's no cure. And there's no getting around the fact that it's highly unpleasant. But it was humbling for me, and I was very privileged to receive what was essentially a very minor condition, like a medium to mild colitis. It's not life-threatening by any means. It's embarrassing, and it's painful, and, you know, emotionally it's problematic, but it's not life-threatening at all. And if anything, it's been an impetus for me to improve my own health and enjoy, you know, with my body, the life that I might be able to have instead of the one that I had maybe previously or was on track to have beforehand. You know, I always looked up to my grandfather in that way, too. But I'm not. So I encourage everyone to just go out and go for a run. And I think it's just start drizzling outside to enjoy the tactile feel of water on their skin. And we're going to listen to Actress next, Ascending, from the song R.I.P. I think given the themes of this particular show, it's quite relevant. Then we're going to listen to Fenez, Made in Hong Kong. Hong Kong reference for my grandfather, although I played that song like 2 weeks ago, so I try not to do that, but oh well. And then we're going to listen to two tracks from The Back Home's Only Friend, Changing Me and Big Dreams. Although we might cut Changing Me if we are lack for time, because I just insist on talking so much. I apologize. Let's get on with the music.
Thank you.
The Back Home's Big Dreams. For that, we heard Made in Hong Kong from Fenez. And for that, we heard Ascending from Actress of the UK. Producer, actress. And Fenez. Oh gosh, where is Fenez from again? Back Home's Victoria, right next door to us. Just released a new album, Tidal Wave. It's very good. You should check it out on their Bandcamp. But for anyone who's just tuning in, The theme of the show has emerged as something to do with transition and change, influenced by two things. The first being that, I'm not going to number these, but I will say first that CITR is moving into a new station. It's in the new Student Union building right next to the old one at UBC, and it's a wonderful new space, and we're going to be having a wake for the old station on Friday from 7 to 10 p.m., so definitely try and make it up to that. you know, it ends at 10 p.m. You can still go out to whatever you want to do with your Friday night afterwards. And Saturday the next day, from 1 to 5 p.m., we're going to be having the final broadcast from the old station and the first broadcast from the new station. So it's very, very exciting. And the second thing is, again, not to number these things, but my grandfather passed away just under 2 months now ago. And it's been a very numbing process, and I never really dealt with it in a healthy way, I think. And maybe, you know, broadcasting on an FM channel about personal family issues is not necessarily healthy, but it is a kind of catharsis for me, because I do enjoy being a programmer to such a degree, and it's been such a fulfilling experience. Again, I encourage everyone, especially now that we're in this new space, come check it out. If you're interested in getting involved, doing any volunteer work, if you're interested in getting your own show, it's super easy to get involved with the community here at CITR. It's been super amazing for me, too. It's not something I saw myself, you know, not that I was thinking that much about the future, but not something I saw myself doing maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And I think there has been this thing in my family, this persistent problem where people are given nice things, have good things in their lives, but because it's not exactly what they anticipated or what they were striving towards, that level of dissatisfaction and envy always eats away. And I'd like to think that actually my grandfather was one of the people who wasn't eaten away by this particular problem, and that he had a peaceful passing. I also heard about some rather perturbing news earlier today, which I can't comment on because it's ambiguous to me as well. But, you know, all of this stuff hits close to home. And everyone's tragedy is a personal one. But, you know, music is a good venue for complicating those feelings. You know, understanding them maybe. Not in a more nuanced sense, you know, it is just music, it's just, you know, commercialism, whatever. But, you know, for contemplation, I think it's good. So we're going to play Untitled 2 from Panda Bear's second album, I think Young Prayer. Very interesting piece, actually. Very, very interesting album that I don't hear people talk about very often. It's a very, very hymn-oriented album, a very prayer-oriented album. A sort of wordlessness carried over from early Animal Collective recordings. Then we're going to hear Sufjan Stevens' Death with Dignity from Carrie and Lowell, which I didn't think much of when I heard it at first, but I love the album now. Then we're going to hear from Ian William Craig, a local artist, operatically trained, does a decaying, experimental sung music, song Either Or from last year's A Turn of Breath, and I hope you all enjoy.
rid of my silence. I can hear you, but I'm afraid to be near you, and I don't know where to begin. And I don't know where to begin. Somewhere in the desert, there's a forest and an acre before us, but I don't know where to begin. But I don't know where to begin. Again, I lost my strength completely. Oh, be near me, tired old mare, with the wind in your hair. Amethyst and flowers on the table. Is it real or a fable? Well, I suppose a friend is a friend, and we all know how this will end. Chimney swift that finds me, be my keeper. Silhouette of a cedar. What is that song you sing for the dead? What is that song you sing for the dead? I see the signal searchlight strike me in the window of my room. Well, I got nothing to prove. Well, I got nothing to prove.
every radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 77th Annual Radio Relay Race.
That's right, Jim. Lots of great radio stations out on the track this morning, but my personal favorite is CITR. That baby's been going strong for close to 5 decades.
Astute observation as always, Bill, but I think the key is going to be passing the broadcast smoothly from the old sub to the new station in the nest.
Absolutely agree, Jim. Folks, you should tune in on Saturday, June 27th, and listen live to their first broadcast from the new station.
That was oddly direct, Bill.
You know how much I value clarity, Jim. The big changeover happens from 1 to 5 p.m. on the 27th.
Tune in then, folks.
Yes. The big move. This Saturday. Come on by. So, we just heard in ascending order, descending order, oh my gosh, okay. The last track we heard was Ian William Craig's Either Or from A Turn of Breath. Ian William Craig is Edmonton-born, I believe, but currently located in Vancouver, where he practices his music. Sufjan Stevens' Death with Dignity came before that, and Panda Bear's Untitled 2 came before that. And as I've been saying, the theme throughout has been transition, death, but also transition and transformation, transmutation. And it's interesting because, you know, I've collected this selection of, you know, more mournful music, but there are bits which I'm also committed to, which I've neglected, and always trying to synthesize all these different things grabbing at you from every end. Like, for instance, I'm looking at this playlist now, and it's very, I think it's very evident that there just simply is not enough women represented in this playlist. That's it's very dominated by male artists, and that, you know, typically white male artists for that matter. The only women in this playlist would be in The Back Homes, which is a duo from Victoria that I played earlier. And of course, I will remedy this kind of thing in the future. It's always, you know, I think CITR, it's important here, and that's part of why I love it, and part of, well, I'm so glad that we get this brand new station and will be visible to so many more people, is because I think we really are about representation up here. And once again, if you're interested in getting involved, you know, even if you've never been quite familiar with the station in a physical sense, you know, come by the wake and pay your respects and come by the party the next day. But yeah, this has also been about, you know, sort of a response. I've been wanting to do something for a while, but, you know, feeling inauthentic or feeling milquetoast or feeling as if it was an inappropriate medium. And I think all of those concerns were just excuses for me not to engage in something of a sort of like cathartic process, and, you know, sort of a process in which people, you know, outside of music's value as representation, as art, people's emotional response towards music, which I often discount, but is so important, especially for dealing with catharsis. My grandfather's passing 2 months ago. But, you know, there's positive outcomes out of that, too, and that's a part of transmutation, I think. Like, my relationship with my aunt has become a lot stronger since his passing, and his passing was, I think, dignified, and it was merciful, too. I don't think he would have wanted to go on as he was going on for too long. And there is one anecdote I'll share, although this is all too personal. We had a one of these very odd Richmond funerals, diasporic funerals, where it was, you know, kind of English Anglican, but kind of Cantonese, Chinese as well. So the entire, you know, the funeral home was very Anglican, and there was this whole, you know, for instance, we didn't cremate my grandfather because it's anathema to, you know, from a Chinese spiritual sense, to have the spirit of you, a deceased one, be so close at home, to have those ashes at home on your mantle. It's absolutely anathema. So we buried him in a casket. But, you know, other things like the person who oversaw the proceedings gave us a portrait of my grandfather at the end of it and said, you know, keep it close to us and keep it looking at us. But we were going for dinner afterwards, or lunch afterwards, rather. So we had no idea how long we were meant to keep this portrait of our passed away grandfather, you know, close to our hearts, looking at us. You're thinking, we'll get to the restaurant. Is he supposed to be, should he come into the restaurant with us? Will we have a seat for him at the table? Will we have him in the car facing the, it was very confusing. And it was resolved in, I mean, we put him in the car and we faced him towards the restaurant. And I think that was a happy compromise. But yeah. I really loved him. And it feels good to share that kind of sentiment with the public, strange as it is. So, this show's been one of my goodbyes to him. And it's also been a goodbye to the station, which I've loved for 3 years now. And all the lovely people I've met as a result of it, all the wonderful relationships that have come out of that, my further movements in the community, you know, it's all been absolutely fantastic. And I look forward to a lot more of this in a new space. So we're going to listen to one more track, maybe two, if we have time. This is Leyland Kirby's Tonight is the Last Night of the World, from Sadly the Future is No Longer What It Was. This has been Cue It Up, and I'll see you all in the new space. just one last thing to broadcast from the old station. Again, you've been listening to Cue It Up, the CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Vancouver, on unceded traditional Coast Salish Musqueam land. You're listening to Tonight is the Last Night of the World from Leyland Kirby. We're going to have our wake for the old station on Friday, and then we'll have the switchover and party for the new station on Saturday. But I'd like to play this PSA for you as a way of tiding you over until then. Is it gonna pull through?
I'm not sure, honey. It has been 46 years.
I know, but I just love it so much.
It's okay. It's going to a better place. And so are we.
When did I get older? Someone tell me why.
After 46 years on the second floor of the Student Union Building, CITR and Discorder will be moving into a new station in the new Student Union Building.
Join us on Friday, June 26th, as we throw the biggest wake for a radio station you've ever seen.
The party goes from 7 to 10 p.m. RSVP at citr.ca/newstationcelebration.
See you there!
Oh man, I'm such a good actor. This is, like, natural. It's in the blood for me. Anyway, so yeah, you've been listening to Cue It Up. Next broadcast is going to be from the news station. There's going to be a ton of noise. Steve Zhang is up next with the last broadcast of Asian Wave. I'm sorry, Asian Wave. Oh my gosh, Asian Wave 101 point. Yes, one. That's the name of the show. Anyhow, Steve Zhang, great show. Coming up next, contemporary Chinese, Korean, Japanese, pop music. He is always on point, so stay tuned for that. I'll see y'all on the other side. Here's Wang Fen with the Era of Noise. Thank you. thank you all for listening. Steve Zhang's up next. Enjoy.
Vancouver is once again rated the world's most boring city. I repeat, the world's most boring city. You literally can't do anything here except pay for overpriced drinks and food and potentially enjoy some
Vancouver
music.
Is known
you actually don't
to
enjoy,
be a dull,
but you're pretending
boring,
to enjoy
so that you
lay in with a bunch
weak,
of people
pathetic,
you don't care about. Absolutely drab, soulless. I don't know what else to say. You suck, Vancouver.
You suck.
Oh. Oh no. Well, at least we have Discorder.
Pick up a fresh edition of Discorder magazine at your local venues and record stores. We have the